Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. You can learn more about it if you visit the Shrine. And it's not a beauty contest. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors that are participating in the Shrine. You can see them and the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, I was talking about how we had an email from a federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to get to that, because he has something to say to you, Manwich.
I bet.
You've angered the feds. Well done.
That's why I have a pseudonym on the air.
Well, anyway, let's go to this email, though, first from Rich, because we're talking about this hunting situation, and I was just trying to understand last night. You know, I'm not looking to outlaw it or anything like that. I would never do something like that. It's your sport. It's your thing. It's what you do. By all means, it's your private property. Shoot things on it. Go for it. I mean, I don't care if you want to do canned hunting. We talked about last hour how Dick Cheney was actually participating in a canned hunt where they have cages full of animals that are raised in cages for the purposes of being shot and killed in a canned hunt. So they're raised in cages. They bring the cages out into the forest or field or wherever they have these things. I don't know where this goes on. But then they let the little beasties out, and they just spray them with buckshot, or they spray them with birdshot.
It's really sad.
It's really pathetic. But there are some people that actually consider hunting a sport, where they actually go out and try to hunt real animals in the real wild, in the wilderness, and that sort of thing. And these people really look down on canned hunting. And so I just wanted to, you know, find out from you why it is, if you're a hunter, why you do hunt. You know, it's, I feel like it's antiquated. It's a little bit out of date. But here's what Rich has to say from Utah. Rich says, certainly, in today's society with its supermarkets and easy access to food, things like hunting and gardening seem to be antiquated and unnecessary skill sets, much like blacksmithing. Look at things from the perspective of preparedness, however. What happens if a natural disaster or act of terror or massive accident were to isolate one section of the country from another? Would it not be wise, not to mention a marketable skill, to be able to produce your own food if you had to? It probably would be a pretty good idea. He says, I own guns and bows and knives, etc., and I keep my skills sharp with them in preparation for the possibility that I might need them someday. The exact same reason that I carry my handgun. I hope that I'll never need to draw my weapon in self-defense, and I hope I'll never be dependent on my hunting and gardening skills for my survival. I'd rather have them and not need them than need them and not have them.
Yeah, well, one can understand that point of view.
He's making some good points here. Above and beyond that, there's a sense of accomplishment that comes along with doing something challenging. And hunting isn't easy, by the way.
No.
Animals as innocuous as deer are very cagey, easily startled, and very aware of their surroundings. It's a very challenging thing to get close enough to get a one-shot kill of such a beast, even with a modern, high-powered rifle, not to mention the level of marksmanship skill required. For some strange reason that I can't explain, that venison tastes a lot better if I shot it, skinned it, butchered it, and grilled it myself.
And shot it with an arrow.
Yeah, there you go. From Rich in Utah. So, you know, kind of leading you a little bit into just understanding the mindset of someone that still engages in this practice. And I got to agree with him. I mean, if tragedy were to strike tomorrow and terrible nuclear holocaust were to happen or something like that, I mean, I don't know what series of events would need to go on in order to actually make it so that hunting would be a requirement anymore. But nonetheless, I can definitely see how valuable that would be. And I don't think that being a talk radio host would be so valuable then. I mean, if nuclear holocaust actually happened, I don't think we'd be too okay then, man. Which,
no,
I don't think our skill sets are very valuable in those circumstances.
I don't have a gun. I don't hunt. I don't know how to garden.
I have a gun, but that's about it. Yeah. I can shoot it. But I don't know where to find the beasties.
I don't have a handgun, I should
say. Yeah. And you don't really want a handgun for hunting purposes.
No.
Because you can't aim those worth squat.
The only thing I have for my shotgun is double-aught buck.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not really useful when here in Florida. In the wilds of Florida, there isn't anything big enough to shoot with it.
So hopefully I got my fingers crossed, and we won't have a nuclear holocaust anytime soon. We'll keep enjoying our food from the supermarkets. But nonetheless, maybe, you know what, I want to live close to Rich.
Yeah.
Like in the Free State, I know he's going to the Free State. He's kind of like a useful person to be nearby.
Absolutely.
He's got guns and weapons, and he knows how to use them. And I think he also emailed us once, and he's like martial arts trained to the extreme. So definitely a good person.
Be prepared.
Exactly. All right. So here is the email from the federal agent. And he doesn't give his name because he doesn't want to be known. He doesn't want his bosses to find out that he's listening to Free Talk Live.
That's probably best.
He emails in. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but here's one from the Fed. Glad to hear that you'll get part of Amazon.com's purchases because I buy from them at least once a month or every other. My question is, how do we make sure you get the credit? If we enter Amazon through your website, will there be something at the checkout which shows that Free Talk Live is getting their percentage? I don't think there will be, but rest assured, if you enter through our website, through the Amazon banner that we have in the right-hand banner column of the site, sixth banner down, if you enter through that banner, we will definitely get the credit.
And it's working.
It is working. We've checked the totals so far, and there's a little bit in there that we didn't have before. So we certainly appreciate everybody who's gone through that so far. It's a simple process. I mean, if you're going shopping, go through our website, freetalklive.com. It helps us out.
It doesn't add to the price, you know. I mean,
not at all. The one parameter is you have to buy the stuff within 24 hours. So if you go to the site and you put stuff in your cart, and you go on vacation for a weekend and you come back and then you buy it, okay, we're not going to get the credit there. But if you do it within 24 hours, which is easily doable, yes, we will get the credit. Anyway, he goes on to say, I heard on last week's show about the cops getting arrested for having illegal weapons. It is not illegal to own an AK-47. It is illegal to own an AK-47 if you have not paid the $200 transfer tax and reported it all to the BATFE. So if you pay the Nazis off, you can have the weapon, providing no criminal convictions and maybe no psychological problems. I know guys who've owned silencers and automatic weapons. Hey, look at Ted Nugent's TV show. He owns a lot of automatic stuff. I don't like full auto because it wastes ammo.
Yeah.
Doesn't it jam an awful lot, too?
It would depend on the gun.
I guess so. I disagree with some of your terrorist comments. Bin Laden cannot be listened to or talked to because he will lie. I know you say that the government lies, but you can't trust a Muslim terrorist. Their own Koran gives them permission to lie if it benefits Islam. The Koran also allows them to make a treaty, but only for a certain period, 10 years, I believe, and then they will break it.
I don't think that we are simply repeating what bin Laden said because we believe it, simply because he said it. It makes logical sense to me that the reason that the Middle Easterners are upset with us is because we're meddling in Middle Eastern affairs.
Yes, that makes total sense. But even if
the reason that they were all Saudis that attacked the World Trade Center is because he wants us out of Saudi Arabia, including all the oil companies, which, by the way, are private companies that we couldn't just tell to get out.
But even if he is lying now, let's presume that he's correct. Let's presume that bin Laden's just plotting and he's trying to fool us into pulling out, and let's say he's successful with it, and libertarians get in charge, and we pull the military out of all the countries around the world, and bin Laden's lied to us the whole time, and he's going to still come after us. Well, okay. I'd rather put my security in the hands of private individuals in search of a profit than the U.S. federal government any day of the week. I don't care if he's lying. That's not the issue. The issue is the fact that you're spending my money on things that I would rather have my money to keep and spend on the things that I would like to spend it on. In fact, he goes on to say that I know our government doesn't tell us the truth, but those terrorists need to be killed. They have been hating the West since they were thrown out of Andalusia and the rest of Spain. I think that part of libertarians' philosophies will get us killed. What would the libertarian response be if Islam continued fighting? At what point would it be okay to take the fight to them? Oh, I'll answer that question coming up. It's pretty simple, actually. 800-259-9231. At what point in a libertarian America would you want to go over and fight with people in another country? It's easy. Free Talk Live, coming back with more.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Grab the archives. We've got lots of them. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no hoops to jump through. You don't have to look at any advertising. You don't have to fill out any forms. You don't have to log in. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. Believe it or not, there's actually a talk show that gives you their archives on the house. freetalklive.com. All right, so we're in the midst of an email from a federal agent. He won't reveal who he is, but he's got some things to say. And he feels pretty strongly about terrorism. In fact, he feels like that even though Osama bin Laden, for instance, is coming right out and saying, hey, U.S., if you just leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. How about this? You pull out, and we don't attack you anymore. Sound like a good deal?
What could he possibly want otherwise?
Well, he hasn't ever asked for money or anything like that. He hasn't, no, I mean, he That's, it seems sensible to me, and it seems like it makes sense. But the Fed doesn't believe him. The Fed says, well, he's a liar. Islam says it's okay for them to lie as long as it helps their purposes out. And so
I believe all that. I do. I believe all of that. But they weren't attacking us when we were in the midst of the Cold War because they had a bigger enemy who was meddling more so in their area. Now they want the biggest enemy meddling the most That's in their right. area out.
That's right. And,
He's never said anything about Britney Spears. He's never said anything about Hollywood.
He never said anything about hating our freedoms. He's never said that.
He never has.
That's just what our politicians have been saying, and we know they lie. Now, look, maybe the Fed's right. Maybe bin Laden is lying. And he's concerned. He says, what would the libertarian response be if we pulled out of the region and they continued fighting us? Well, the marketplace would respond. If people wanted security, they'd pay for it. But here's my point, Mr. Federal Agent. If you really believe the terrorists should be killed, and you think that you should be able to take the fight to them, because that's his other question, at what point would it be okay to take the fight to them? At any point. Go ahead. In a free America, you would be free to go and fight with whoever you wanted to fight with, man. Get together with your buddies that feel the same way. Pool your money together. Pool resources. Run an advertising campaign asking for contributions. Go door to door and ask for people to give to your fight against terrorism. Go for it, man. Get on talk radio and promote yourself. I'm sure there's a lot of ultra-right-wing people out there on talk radio that'd be happy to give you free airtime to help raise money for your terrorist fighting mission. Then you can go and hire a bunch of mercenaries, send them over to another country, and have them kill all the terrorists you want to. You know what? That's fine with me. Because then, if there's going to be retribution to be had, it'll be coming on you. And it won't be coming back on me. Because at that point, then the terrorist groups, they're going to realize that your group of mercenaries is who's coming over attacking them. They're going to know it's not the U.S. military because there won't be a U.S. military. And they're going to know it's Manwich's group of mercs that's coming over to attack them. And who are they going to go after when they want to strike back? You, Manwich, and you and your buddies who are going to finance... I'm not saying you're actually going to do this, but I don't think you would do that, would you?
I don't know what I would do precisely, but I can tell you this. If we put $1 billion on Osama bin Laden's head and $100 million on every head of all the second-in-commands that he's got, like all 100 second-in-commands that we've heard about since the beginning of the War on Terror, the War on Terror would have still cost significantly less.
Absolutely.
And we'd have one less country as a fiefdom that was causing us all kinds of trouble.
But nonetheless, I mean, even if... And that's an okay idea if that's what you want to do. It should still be done in the free marketplace. If you want to put bounties on people's heads, raise your own darn money. What if I don't want to participate? What if I totally disagree with you? And I do, Federal Agent. I do disagree with you. I think that they would leave us alone if we pulled out of the region. You disagree. Should I be able to force you to pay for the things that I want you to pay for? Absolutely not. Should you be able to force me to pay for your little adventures overseas? No. In America,
it doesn't really make much sense. I mean, if I thought that we would somehow, make a larger step in the war on terror by invading Iceland, then why should somebody else have to be involved in paying for it? Because it's a silly idea.
And I don't care if the majority agrees. I don't care if the majority agrees with you, Manwich, that we should invade Iceland. I don't agree, and I don't want to have to pay for it.
I think that you should be sovereign in that decision-making,
and
even if everybody but you.
That's
even
right.
Even if you're crazy.
And
so
I might
what?
Be. And anyone that that considers themselves like a fiscal conservative, anybody that believes that you should be able to keep the money that you earn, would have to side with me on this one. You'd have to. I mean, if you really believe that your money is yours to do as you please with it, how could you possibly claim any sort of ability to control someone else's finances? So think about that, Federal Agent. I don't mind. Go ahead, man. Go kill all the people you want to around the world. At least then the bad karma's on you and not everybody in the entire country. So we really can all have it the way we want it in a free America. Go ahead. Raise all the money that you want to. Good luck. Oh, there's one little catch. In a free America, the money would actually have to be valuable. You'd actually have to have money backed with something in a free America. Because when we get the government out of the money system, then we're going to have competition for money. Money might be backed by silver or gold or who knows what. And that means that you can't just keep printing it. Oh, that is a bit of a catch, isn't it, Manwich?
Yeah.
Because today, the situation you have here, federal agent, is the federal government, with their partnership with the Federal Reserve, just gets to keep printing money. And that means they can finance all the war they want to finance. The more war they finance, the poorer everyone gets in this country. Because the more they have to print in order to pay the bills to all these weapons manufacturers, mm-hmm. the more worthless all of the dollars in circulation get.
It's true.
And so we get inflation as a result of this.
Because
stuff.
There's all the products in the world or in America or wherever it is that you're looking at only have so much value. So if you print more money, then all that happens is the money becomes worth a fraction of that value.
That's right.
That's it.
So it's so you're going to have a little bit of a more tough time without the government fiat money system backing you up, but it still should be possible to hire a few mercenaries to, you know, I mean, there's enough warmongers in this country that they could go ahead and finance their own efforts, don't you think? There has to be enough warmongering
I'm sure.
in this country for that. Just stay out of my pockets. That's all I'm asking. Just respect my freedom. And I'll give you the freedom to kill and go over around the world and put yourself at risk. Go for it. He says, by the way, when you read my last letter, either Manwich or the other guy said a federal agent could be a baggage screener. What an insult. And I think that was you that said that, Manwich. I am a badge carrying, firearm and some other stuff as well, member of law enforcement. I am not a Nazi, and I don't burn down churches like those three-letter agency guys. Sounds like he knows something we don't, huh?
That means he's a federal marshal.
Those baggage guys think that they're law enforcement because they have to because they have a fake badge on their shirts. They suck. And even being law enforcement, I get PO'd when they check out my family when I travel. If they tick me off, I know what they're going to do to people. Excuse me. I know what they're doing to people that are not law enforcement. I would love to arrest one of those guys someday for assault, but I'll just have to wait for the losers to grab me and not let go when I tell them to. It's just one of my fantasies.
Jeez.
He says, I listen to your show while I work out, and I had to start doing that because I don't want to miss it. I'm going to have to... Ooh, I don't want to read this right. Yeah, I can't read this last line here.
Why?
It's almost an insult.
What?
It's a compliment and an insult.
Well, let's hear
I'll
it.
Save it. I'll give it to you here.
Oh, well, I want to know now.
800-259-9231. Patience, it is a virtue, man. Which 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains,
is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. Wiki.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. It is our newest feature on the website, and it's pretty neat. It's a vault of information, a vault of knowledge, a cornucopia of information. You can actually add to it. You can edit it, and so can everyone else. It's kind of the neat thing about the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. So visit us there. All right, so final thoughts from the federal agent. We're in the midst of his email. I don't know how to take this, man.
So he listens to the show while he works out.
Correct.
And is it because we make him so angry he can push more weight?
No, he likes the show. He says, thanks for a good show at the very end. He has to do that because he doesn't want to miss us. And he says, I'm going to have to call y'all the Sean Hannity of libertarians.
Well, Sean Hannity is a very successful broadcaster. I know that you have problems with his broadcasting style, and
I hate his show. It's but so bad. I mean, he's all right as far as his interaction with his coworkers and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he has a good time doing the show.
I think that's true,
but I can't take the political hack job stuff. I can't take the name dropping. I can't take the, coming up, we got Barack Obama. Coming up, we got so-and-so. I don't even know the names. I can't even go through the laundry list of who that guy will have on his
there
show.
There are no successful libertarian politicians, very few. So
I wouldn't be
what
on...
Would the, what would be the libertarian version of Sean Hannity doing that? So, I mean...
Yeah, true.
You know, I think he's just drawing a parallel of a successful political broadcaster.
He says why. He says because all we want is 3 hours per day. Like, that's what he says on his show.
He does say that. I think it's a very clever line. I think it's very good.
Yes,
good
you should line. Have a part-time job listening to Free Talk Live.
Many do. Many listen to the show 18 hours a week. God bless them.
They do, and we appreciate that. But, you know, realistically, if you're a radio listener, we just want as much time as you can give. I mean, 3 hours... sometimes you got to work, you got things to do.
I'll tell you, the podcasters are pretty happy with the way things work out, and all the commercials are taken out.
Well, if you're a podcast listener, today I turned off, by the way, here's his real compliment. Today I turned off Neil Bortz and put your show on my MP3 player.
Wow, that's great.
Is that a good step? I'd say so, federal agent.
I think so.
We certainly appreciate it. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jeremy in Pennsylvania. Take control of the airwaves. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you could give me an insight on your idea on the policy decisions of the current Israeli government towards the Palestinian state. Have they improved peace in the Middle East at all, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that peace in the Middle East is a misnomer. I don't really see how that's ever going to happen. I believe that most Israelis believe, and many Americans are coming to believe, that in fact... the Palestinians and Arabs in general won't be happy until the state of Israel is gone.
I'm glad you follow this stuff, man, because I know nothing. I'm so clueless.
But I also have to say that I don't think that there are many Americans that do not agree with our policy that Israel should exist, or our policy towards them, and I don't think those people should be required at gunpoint to pay for that kind of policy.
Indeed.
Israel's done a really great job of getting voluntary dollars out of American citizens, and I think they should continue doing that. And no money should be given to them in the form of foreign aid, foreign military aid, anything like that.
There you go, Manwich, your foreign expert. International expertise from Manwich. Anything else on your mind, Jeremy?
What?
anything else on your mind, sir?
Did I put you to sleep? Did you wake
up? Yeah, that's all right. What do you think about the state's power of eminent domain to support private enterprise? Any ideas on that?
Bad news.
Yeah, we're totally against
that. Well, we were arguing about this last night. I am totally against eminent domain, period. I don't care who it's supporting, whether it's private enterprise or building a road. I'm against it. I think that private property should trump everything, and especially the state's power.
And I'm against the United States or any state being able to take someone's property for, you know, to give to other private entities. I can understand why people want eminent domain for public use, legitimate public use. I'm not saying that there aren't people injured, and I don't think that it's necessarily a good thing, but I do think that that it's constitutional and people see validity in it.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I think as long as it inhibits a public good, that it should be allowed.
Public good?
As long as it what?
Inhibits public good?
Yes.
Which, as long as it's bad?
Yes, as long as the public good can be served by the fact that private enterprise has moved into an area, I think it's all right.
Yeah, well, so you think it's okay to take people's property for another private owner?
Well, as long as just compensation
is
being paid.
Who is to decide? Here's my question for you, Jeremy. Who is to decide what the public good is?
Well, the citizens of the United States.
But wait a minute.
We don't. We don't have that kind of participation in our government.
The politicians decide this sort of thing. Bureaucrats decide this sort of thing. You and I don't decide it. And why should a majority of people be able to make that decision anyways? Who are they? Just because 51% of the people thinks that your property should be stolen from you so that they can build a new Walmart, that makes it okay?
Jeremy, what if...
No, I want to hear what Jeremy has to say. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the word stolen's a little harsh, guys.
Do you own any property?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Like real land property or like a car kind of property?
I own land, yeah.
Okay. So you don't think that it would be stealing if the government came to you and said, here, okay, you either take this $5,000 or we're going to take your property. You don't consider that stealing?
Well, just compensation is being paid.
That's called an offer you can't refuse, Jeremy. That's what it is, and
well,
it's theft.
Just compensation is a great phrase that people would use to back up eminent domain, but the reality of it is governments often come in and offer, you know, rates that are far below, or they're by a portion of your property. Last night we discussed a house where the backyard, they bought the 20 feet of the backyard to put an interstate through, but then your house is sitting right on a freeway, and it's useless. Now, the people have moved out, the house is rotting, they got
a couple of bucks
for 20 feet of their backyard, though.
That's okay with you?
No, I don't agree with that.
But the public good.
Of course not.
The public good is being
served.
Wait,
stop just pounding his butt. The guy, you know, he hasn't looked at it entirely.
No, I'm just playing.
The thing is, Jeremy, this is what happens once you give them the power. And that's the problem, is the power is what's dangerous.
Absolutely. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind, Mark?
Well, I was going to call in to see if you guys heard about this thing that Iran is trying to do in the sense of putting together a lot of the Arab oil-producing nations and start like a whole new consortium where they're backed by the euro as opposed to the U.S. dollar.
I've heard about it. I don't know what the danger of it all is.
Well, I was listening to a financial news report a few days ago, and they said probably the biggest danger is that there is a fast switchover from the U.S. dollar to the euro. It could pretty much destroy our economy.
Really? How?
Well, being that we're like the largest debtor nation in the world right now.
Okay, yeah.
But that, you know, the world pretty much revolves around the dollar. The IMF is backed and supported by the U.S. dollar. As well as all the OPEC nations right now. But if they take that away, we could have some major problems.
So you're looking at some instability. You know, it's too bad we dug our own grave on this one by getting away from money from value-backed currency. Because if we actually had silver or gold-backed currency in this country, the people in the rest of the world would worship it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. But, hey, it's too late now, so we take what we're going to get.
Not too late.
Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's StemEnhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manowitz.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It is a show about your calls, so let's talk to Triddle. Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manowitz. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's up?
So tonight I hope to clear up some of the confusion about the ACLU.
Oh, great. Okay.
I think people get confused by the ACLU's name. They have liberties right in the name, so they got to be good, right?
Well, it sounds good. Liberty is a good thing.
So I think what people miss is the difference in how we use the term liberty compared to how the ACLU considers the term liberty.
Please explain.
There are two types of liberty, positive liberty and negative liberty. Now, I personally believe these terms are completely loaded. These are the names that have been given to them. So a negative liberty is a liberty we have because no one has authority over us. This includes things like the right to free travel, the right to free association, and the right to free contract. A positive liberty is a liberty to be all that you can be. These all require the action of another. For instance, the right to work, the right to health care, and the right to be safe from firearms.
I see.
Wait, where did these definitions come from?
The positive
anyway?
And negative, because I don't really like the way they're administered.
If you ask me, they probably came from a socialist.
Okay.
So I believe this is how the American Civil Liberties Union can get away with using liberty as the name of their cause.
Well, now, let's be clear that the positive liberties aren't liberties at all.
No.
I mean, they're misdefined as liberties. They are not liberties, because the right to work isn't a liberty, because
that means it's a right to a job. Or the
it means
right to
that everybody can't have it, because then I'm enslaved if I have to give somebody a job.
You know, I mean, why can't somebody just come up to me and say, I have a right to work, you've got to give me a job? Well, I don't have a business. So what? I have a right to work.
Yeah, what if all the business owners...
You've got to pay me.
What if we passed a right-to-work law tomorrow, and then all the business owners just decided to say, I'm just going to stop doing my business, and then I've got a right to work, too. Now, who's going to give them a job? If there's nobody out there giving jobs out, then it's just silliness. I mean, it's just lunacy to suggest that somebody has a right to work or a right to health care, because essentially what you're saying is you have a right to force other people to provide you with things. You have a right to somebody else's equipment.
He's not saying that.
I know he's not saying that, but it's what they are saying when they claim that there are these rights. It means you have a right to somebody else's equipment, you have a right to their time, you have a right to their money, you have a right to their efforts, and that's not right at all, and that certainly is not liberty for the individual that you're taking all those things from. So, but what you're saying is that the American Civil Liberties Union thinks that these are liberties, and so therefore they are just going ahead and promoting themselves as being pro-liberty.
Now, I'm not 100% sure on the right to work. That was an example I made up. But I do know, and I have confirmed, that the right to health care and the right to be safe from firearms are a part of their platform.
Yeah, they definitely have a severe socialist tinge to them, no doubt.
Do you have a right not to get in car wrecks, too?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if they can figure out, if they can get enough support for that, maybe they would try to pass it.
I'd like a right to live forever, personally, but, you know, I just can't have everything I want.
So I have one more thought.
Yeah.
The ACLU was against the Brickard Amendment, which would have solved the extra-constitutional treaty problem that I called in a while ago about. I think this is because they wanted the UN Universal Declaration of Rights to effectively amend the Constitution, which puts in place the legal framework for them to guarantee their idea of liberties.
Ooh, yeah, UN's declaration of anything is generally socialist and just bad news. Anybody supporting the UN's declaration is bad in my book. I mean, unfortunately, you know, I'll support the ACLU where I can. I won't give them money. I certainly won't give them any money because they're unprincipled. But if they're fighting the right fight in that, you know, for instance, they're fighting against unreasonable search and seizure, then they definitely deserve a mention for that. But, you know, where they're on the wrong side, they definitely deserve to be pointed out. And I appreciate you doing that, Triddle. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. So pretty bad news there about the ACLU. Socialists. 800-259-9231. Well, it got muddled a little bit, I think, recently with you know, the fact that they've only really been getting attention recently for fighting against the invasive searching and seizing that's been going on in this country, and for that they deserve to be applauded. But anyway, we'll pick our friends where we can. Alex in Ohio, to the phones we go. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, your mind, Alex.
Earlier in the show, you and Walt were talking about how you don't pay your income taxes, and I was just wondering, what are you going to do if potentially you're pursued for that by the government?
Well, let's see. This will be my first year not actually bothering with anything in regards to the IRS. So it does take them a little bit of time, usually, to get around to doing anything about that sort of thing. And what will I do? Well, great question. I say, come after me. Give me a little bit of extra publicity. Give me a reason to get some, you know, get Free Talk Live's name in some news reports or something like that. I can see it now. You know, IRS goes after a talk show.
Well, but that's a good incentive for you, but say for a person that doesn't stand to benefit because they have a radio show.
Well, as the average person, what should they do if the IRS is going after them? I would suggest looking into like Mark Stevens' Adventures in Legal Land. It's a great book that points out how it's all just basically a public relations scam and that they don't have any authority over you. I mean, who are they anyway?
Do you know if anyone has actually won in court on arguments based on his book?
The actual suggestion is not that you'll win in court, but that you'll expose the scam. You might actually end up getting locked up. I can't guarantee that you're going to win in court, but you will definitely expose them for the frauds that they are. There's no doubt about it. I think that you know, it's a scary proposition. It's a scary idea to face down the IRS, and that's why Manwich doesn't have the courage to do it yet. You know,
you're darn right, I don't.
He's not angry enough yet. I don't know why you haven't done it. You're just scared that they're going to do something to you.
I'm pretty sure they will.
But if enough people do it, and if enough people join together and in defiance of the IRS, then they're going to be helpless.
Are there any groups that are like pushing that right now that you could join, like in from a solidarity?
You know what? We're working on that sort of thing. We are working on that.
And the Free State Project, to some extent, will be that kind of group.
Alex, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We got calls on hold, so we're probably not going to be able to slip you in if you make the call now. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, Wiki, the archives, updates, and more, all on the house. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, though. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like listening to the show, you want to see us continue, you want to see us get on more radio stations around the country, you want to get on more, want to get us on more internet connections, well, you can AMP the show. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you need to go to learn more about it. And you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier like so many of our listeners have done. Over 185 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Not only does that mean that they're supporting the show for $3 a month, which is next to nothing, but it also means that they're getting some perks, like access to the classic archives that we give only to amplifiers, like access to the amplifier-only call-in line, as well as some other stuff that's only available to amplifiers. Plus, they know that they're going to help spread Free Talk Live, so they get that warm feeling inside. And additionally, when we reach the goal with our AMP program, everybody's going to benefit, because we're going to cut back on commercial time on the show by 25%. So, learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Good. Bill, what's on your mind?
I just heard you guys talking about, you know, people don't have a right to work. And I think that's kind of a dangerous thing to say, because I think the way that people like the ACLU and other socialist organizations phrase that right to work is misleading.
What
I think
mean?
Well, I think that U.S. citizens have the right to do an innumerable number of things, like under the Ninth Amendment, you know, which means that I have a right to work. That doesn't necessarily imply that, you know, somebody incurs the responsibility to give me a job.
Good point.
Right?
You can work. You can work on your own property as much as you want, but
well,
you can't.
I can work. Right. I can work anywhere I want as long as somebody gives me a job, and the
right.
government has no power to regulate that job.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. They have no authority to do so. And, you know, that's where we get sacked with all these regulations and requirements and licenses and fees, and it just never ends. I mean, you know, I think that's kind of like the thin end of the wedge.
You know, the reason why it never ends is because business owners keep putting up with it. They're told,
oh, sure.
Yeah, they're told by the government, this is for the good of society. This is good for you, even though it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to implement. It's good. You should do it. And they go ahead. Every suggestion the government makes, every order, every diktat the government makes, the business people just go right along with it because they don't want to be bad. They don't want to break the law. They don't want to be, you know, bad citizens. So
oh,
they just
no,
go
it
right
goes
along.
Even beyond that. I mean, you know, you guys were talking about Cat Dillon and Russell Canning before.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people up in New Hampshire, you know, think about the, you know, the whole manicure thing. The reason that, you know, the businesses go along with it is because they get to own and take part in the government so that they can stop other people from, you know, competing with them.
Good point. That's true. A lot of regulations are actually suggested by certain people in industry because
sure.
they know.
As soon as you start to regulate commerce, the first thing that gets bought and sold are the regulators.
Well said, Bill. Thanks for the call, man.
Sure,
we appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you can, well, let's give Jeff his 20 seconds. Jeff in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, you guys were talking about taxes a while ago, and the best thing I can tell you to do is go to freewebs.com/.
No.
Awesome.
No, Jeff. Thank you for the call. No plugging of the free webs. All right. We're out of here. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You can plug all your websites you want on our website. This is Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.